The allegations of sexual assault against Bill Cosby and the intensified focus on campus rape have left many prosecutors trying to figure out new ways to right old wrongs. NPR's Tovia Smith reports that a growing number of states are changing their laws to allow sexual assaults to be prosecuted years and even decades after the fact.
It's been called the Cosby effect, as one, then another, and then another woman comes forward to say she was assaulted many years ago. It snowballs, and even more alleged victims become willing to come forward with their own accusations, be it in that case or another. Now, advocates are trying to make sure that when victims take their time before speaking out, the time to prosecute hasn't run out.
We have to keep the door open for justice for survivors.
Rebecca O'Connor from the Rape, Abuse, and Incest National Network says state statutes of limitations currently range from 3 to 30 years, but a new understanding about how rape victims recover from their trauma is prompting many states to loosen their time limits.
The public outrage and awareness about access to justice, it has been nonstop.
Several states, including Florida and Nevada, have lengthened their time limits. More than a half dozen more are actively considering it, and many states now have no limit at all for cases where there's DNA evidence or for the most serious rapes, as in Virginia, where one woman just this week went to police to report a rape that she says happened at a small college on her 19th birthday 19 years ago.
I was staying overnight in someone's dorm room, and a stranger walked in that I'd never met before. And in my mind, he knew what he was going in there to do, and he made it happen.
The woman, who asked that her name not be used to protect her privacy, says she told school security and a school nurse what happened, but she was so traumatized and in such deep denial for years that she didn't even consider telling police that she was raped.
I didn't even recognize it as that. I minimized it in my mind, and I just kind of blew it off that it was a bad night because I just wanted to believe that it didn't happen.
Now, she says, going to the police is not only important to her own healing, but also, as her lawyer Laura Dunn says, it's a matter of public safety.
Every single state has an interest in making sure that individuals who are predatory are taken off the street. And if that means someone speaking out later, that's something we should be supporting.
But how much later is the subject of fierce debate. Jerry Morris of the National Association of Criminal Defense Attorneys says time limits should not be totally eliminated or, as he puts it, ridiculously long.
How would I mount a defense to an accusation of something that occurred 2 decades ago? Or is that person just basically a sitting duck at this point?
Morris says time limits were enacted for a reason. Memories fade, evidence gets lost, and witnesses are hard to find. But Cardozo Law School professor Marcy Hamilton says prosecutors have the bigger challenge to prove their case beyond a reasonable doubt, and concerns about wrongful convictions, she says, are unfounded.
Prosecutors winnow out the cases where they think they can't win. And so there's a natural fault in the system where weak cases simply are not picked up for prosecution.
A bill approved this week in Oregon differentiates between weak and stronger cases, allowing prosecution anytime if there's hard evidence, for example, or multiple accusers. The sponsor, State Senator Floyd Prezonsky, says he was pilloried by some advocates for not supporting longer windows for all cases. But as a guy who was traumatized himself by the murder of his sister in high school, Prezonsky says he knows how emotion can lead to bad decisions.
Yeah, I literally was wanting to grab one of my hunting guns and go hunt the guy down. But the reality is, when we're in these situations, we have to take away these emotions, and we can't just basically say we're going to just remove any safeguards that we currently have.
Experts say the next step might be to open doors wider for civil cases, so even when an alleged victim misses the deadline for prosecution, an alleged perpetrator would still not be totally off the hook. Tovia Smith, NPR News.